pray for Pastor Kevin Aiken's family as his mother passed away yesterday.
Okay. Dear Lord, we come to you thanking you for all you've given us. We ask that you would be with Pastor Kevin Aikens and his family and during their time of sorrow and celebration and remembrance of a valued family member. That you would be with them, keep them in your arms, comfort them, give them a kind word indeed, and just make this a moment of remembrance and special time for them and their family. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship is at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956. We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is our brother in Christ, Tom Ivester. It's Fun Friday with Tom, y'all.
Yeah, we're going deep dive on the love stuff here since last week it was Valentine's.
Yeah, we did have a prayer request come in from our good friend Mandy Wagner. She asked us to continue to pray for Deborah Hill.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Dear Lord, we thank you for what you've given us. We ask you would be with Deborah Hill. Those around her, be with her during times of struggle, and uplift her today in her efforts. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we'll continue with the Song of Songs. So this is chapter 6, verse 10, and then this is the friends chirping in. Who is it that appears like a dawn, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, majestic as the stars in the procession? And this is the... this is the man answering back. I went down to the grove of nut trees to look at the new growth in the valley to see if the vines had budded or the pomegranates were in bloom. Before I realized it, my desire set me among the royal chariots of my people. This is the friend coming back. Come back, come back, O Shulamite, come back, come back. That way maybe we may gaze on you. This is the man again. Why would you gaze on Shulamite as on the dance of the Mohammedan? How beautiful your sandaled feet, O prince's daughter. Your graceful legs are like jewels, the work of a craftsman's hands. Your navel is a rounded goblet that never lacks blended wine. Your waist is a mound of wheat encircled by lilies. Your breasts are like 2 fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are the pools of Heshbon by the gate of Bath Rabin. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, looking towards Damascus. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel. Your hair is like royal tapestry. The king is held captive by its tresses. How beautiful you are and how pleasing. O love, with your delights, your stature is like that of a palm and your breasts like clusters of fruit. I said I will climb the palm tree and I will take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like the clusters of the vine, the fragrance of your breath like appeals, and your mouth like the best wine. I've got the perfect song for this because that's a fairly intense passage. This is an Aretha Franklin song, but it's a covered song called I've Never Loved a Man the Way That I've Loved You. And that would seem to fit this passage.
My friends keep telling me it's you.
was an Aretha Franklin tune, but it was a cover by a singer named Shoshana Bean. And I love it because it conveys the emotion.
Yeah.
You know, you can read it, and I probably sound very dry reading these, but you can hear the angst and the passion and the emotion in her voice as she's singing the song. And that song is about a guy she really doesn't want to love, but she can't stop loving him. And so you can hear the passion in the voice. I think the passion goes along with what these phrases are. So, okay, so let's pick up again. This is chapter 7, and then we're going to listen to another one of her songs. This is really good. So this is chapter 7, verse 9. May the wine go straight to my lover, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I belong to my lover, and his desire is for me. Come, my lover, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go to the early vineyards to see if the vines have budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates are in bloom. And there I will give you my love. The mandrakes send out their fragrance, and at our door is every delicacy, both old and new, that I have stored up for you, my lover. This song is called Runaway Train. And it's basically using the metaphor of our my love is like a runaway train. So here it goes. Runaway Train by Shoshana Bean, and use it as a metaphor for love. So Song of Songs, chapter 8, and this is the woman speaking. If only you were like to me like a brother who is nursed at my mother's breast. Then if I find you outside, I will kiss you, and no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you to my mother's house, she who has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink, the nectar of my pomegranates. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. This is the friend talking. Who is this coming from the desert, leaning on her lover? Under the apple tree, I roused you. There your mother conceived you, and there she who was in labor gave you birth. Okay. I'm going to play one of the classics now. This is an old Johnny Cash song. And we've talked about it, and the thing that is unique about this song is it was written by June. It wasn't written by him.
Okay.
So, and I'm not going to play the original Johnny Cash version. I got a cover that I think is really good. It's called, it's by Linda Ortega. So it's kind of different with a woman singing. I think since a woman wrote it, maybe it has a different tune to it than what people are used to. But it's called Ring of Fire. We're used to it by Johnny Cash, but this is Linda Ortega's version. Because you get the female perspective, and then you hear the angst and the yearning in her voice. This is Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6. Place me a like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. Its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like a blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. I think that song fits perfectly with that passage. And I think her version of it, I mean, I love Johnny Cash's version, but her version, you can just hear the angst of the. Well, and June went through it. I mean, she loved a man that was flawed, and that was the problem. She couldn't give up on him because it was just consuming her. And then ultimately, you know, they pulled through. So, okay, we're almost toward the end, and I'm out of songs, really. So this is verse 8. This is the friends talking. We have a young sister, and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister for all the days she has spoken for? If she is a wall, will we build towers of silver on her? If she is a door, will we enclose her with panels of cedar? And this is the woman speaking back. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring forth its fruit, 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. 1,000 shekels are for you, O Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit. You who dwell in the gardens with friends and attendants, let me hear your voice. Come away, my lover, and be like my gazelle or like a young stag on the spice-laden mountains. That's it.
Thank you.
I don't have anything more.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, from Mr. Tom Ivester, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.